Welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Name's Sean Steer. I'm doing the game designer course, and the nearest town for me is Ashford.
Hi, Sean. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, you?
I'm very well. Cheers, mate. So, what's your story then, Sean? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life?
Past experiences?
Yes.
Well, work-wise, I've always been a chef, so it's a bit drastic change what I'm doing now. But, yeah, I've been doing that since I was about 15 years old.
What made you decide to change from being a chef?
Well, a few years ago, I had a few health issues, which made me sort of go out of like mainstream cooking and just take little jobs like in smaller kitchens. So that was my chosen career path, pretty much, like, finished there. And last year, I was getting fed up where I was working, and I just happened to come across a Train to Game advert. So I clicked on it and forgot about it, requested more information. A few months later down the line, they contacted me, and the rest is, well, it's pretty much history. I'm doing really well at the moment. It's all going very well.
Excellent. And I understand you've got quite a hectic family life as well.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. yeah, I've got a house with 5 children to look after as well. So that can take up a lot of your time as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So how do you find the time to study with your 5 kids?
Yeah, it's a mystery to me as well. Sometimes I've actually got the little one you see there in my picture, little Zach. He's sometimes just sitting on my lap while I'm, studying away through the books and making the games online. He was the tester for me, actually, on the Game Maker games I made.
That's got to be quite good, your own in-house testers.
Oh, yeah. He loved it. He loved like the shooter, and he's obsessed with Mario. So when I've done the platformer, he was in his element.
Yeah, I've seen you like on the Train to Game forum, and you get quite passionate about the course. And yeah. So, where did that passion come from?
I think it's just about gaming in general, really. Because the first console I had was a Sega Master System, like way back when, like 91 or something.
Yeah, it was about that.
And I've had pretty much every system under the sun since then. So gaming's always been quite a passion, and being able to learn how to try and put my input in on it is something I feel quite strongly about.
So it's 2013 now, Sean, so what objectives have you got for this year in your course?
Well, funny you should mention that, really. I've obviously been talking to quite a lot of people like within the course and that. And we've just recently set up a student studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've started doing some concept work on a couple of game ideas we've got already.
What's the studio called?
The studio, we've named it Devil's Ink Studios.
Very nice.
And we've got a Facebook page up if anybody wants to click on it and like it for us, it will help get the word out.
Yeah, what's the address of the
concept art up there already? Sorry?
What's the address?
Page, just search Devil's Ink Studios and it'll take you straight to the page.
Very nice. So have you got a game in development at the minute, or is it just ideas thrown around at the moment?
We're in concept stages at the moment, so we're just drawing up the concept documents, and we've got some environments being drawn up, right, and characters. And we're just going to be writing the backstory and everything today. Pretty much what we've been doing for the past few hours, actually. There's 5 of us at the moment, but we'll probably need more people to join the team, so if anyone's interested, just drop me a line. Just get in touch with us via the Facebook page. That's Devil's Ink Studios. Thank you.
All right, well, that's perfect, Sean. I think that's probably all we've got time for today, so thank you very much for your time.
Excellent, thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.